Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph quotes the Nemra of Rav Huna Ger Katam Adibil Moser Al Daz Bezdi. And the Gemara says that it's based on the principle of Zochel Yodim Shlach Rukhanov, that we assume that it's a schus for the non-Jewish child to be converted by the Bezdin to become a Yisro. The Gemara continues to quote in the name of Rav Yosef, Higdilu Yecholam Limchot, that when the child grows older and he understands that they will megayer him as a favor to him, so if he doesn't want to, he can cancel the whole gift. And Abai asks a kasha from a mission that speaks of a gyur is collecting ksuga. And if Rav Yosef is right that Higdili Yecholam Limchos, how can you collect ksuga? And Beit Machriel is alright, maybe it'll turn out that should be a goy. So the Gemara gives a text. And then Rav asks kasha from a mission that speaks about gyur is collecting oinus and mefata money. And if Higdili Yecholam Limchos, so why do you give them the money now? Maybe it'll turn out that they'll be moichel, it'll turn out that should be a goy and a mafre. The Gemara gives a text on that. The Gemara explains why didn't Abaye ask Rav's kasha from Knas, and why didn't Rav ask Abaye's kasha from Ksuba. The Gemara gives an explanation why Rav's kasha didn't bother Abaye, why Abaye's kasha didn't bother Rav. That's the whole gist of the Gemara. So just I'd like to discuss this Gemara. On the very first line, when Rav Huna says, Madbila Mosal Das Bezdin, the Gemara says it's based on the principle of Zachum Yadam Shlegifano, so just a note, Lahalocha Lamaise, Rabbi Yitzchak Kohanim has a tshuva which doesn't appear in his collections, but it's found in other collections of tshuvas, that we only assume that it's a schus for a non-Jewish child to be converted if he's going to be brought up by religious parents. So it's a schus for a non-Jewish child to be converted and to be brought up as a frum yid. But if you have non-observant Jewish parents that are going to adopt a non-Jewish child, so it's better to remain a goy. What is he going to gain by becoming a ger katan? And then he'll be converted, he'll be obligated to observe Tariag mitzvahs, and he won't be educated. They won't give him a Torah education, he won't teach him Shabbos and Kashas and everything else. So it's not a schus, it's a chayva. You're not doing him a favor, you're making it worse for him. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Kohanim paskin, that if the adoptive parents who want to convert a non-Jewish child are non-observant, and they won't be giving a Torah education to the little child, so it's not a schus. I wanted to go to them in Europe. So it's not a ger, the whole ger is not a chav. Like that guy. That's what he says, Lahaloch. So one of the Gdolim in Europe, the Mate Levi, has this tshuva from Rabbi Yitzchak Kohanim. I think he was the Rav in Frankfurt, and he disagrees. He thinks a little bit of Rabbi Yitzchak Kohanim. So this Sri Leish has a tshuva where he says that Rabbi Yitzchak Kohanim is really right. That he read the two tshuvas, he says Rabbi Yitzchak Kohanim is much better than the Mate Levi's, and he assumes that Sri Leish assumes that is the Lahaloch. That you cannot be Megayer Katon and declare it as a schuas that the adoptive parents are not observed. That's just the Heor Lahaloch. What exactly does this mean that Magdila Mosal Daz Bezdin based on Zachul Yalim Shlo Defanov and Rav Yosef says Higdila Yecholim Limchos and Abai V'Rav are trying to shlug up the Chiddush of Rav Yosef that Higdila Yecholim Limchos? Isn't this normally the halacha that whenever you have Zachul Yalim Shlo Defanov and the person finds out about it, he can be Meicha? The Gemara tells us in Chulin and Daf Lamed Tes on the day, so what if I want to give you a gift and you're not here? So I give the matana to someone else to be kind of, and he picks it up and he's kind of for you and you'll be here. So then when you find out that somebody has been kind of matana and you'll be here, if your initial reaction is that you don't want it, at first you say that's very nice, you're very happy about it, and then you change your mind that you don't want it, but then the Gemara says you were kind of already, so then it's too late to change your mind. But if your initial instinctive reaction is yitzavech and tchilu v'yatzoh, in the very beginning you say you don't want it, then the Gemara says that there's no zachar v'yam shlo b'fanah. Isn't that the Pashup Shat over here? That's what Rav Yosef says. Higdili Yecholim Limchos, because the whole Ger Katam Adbila Masal Daz Bezdin is based on Zochin. And if he says he doesn't want, so he breaks it up. So how can Abai V'Rav start to dig Zoch? Avada Rav Yosef is right. So this is why the Rishonim have three different Mahalchim in this Gemara. Exactly what is going on in this Gemara, how could anybody dig Zoch with Rav Yosef? Isn't Rav Yosef really right? So there are three Pshatim in the Gemara. So the basic Pshat, the simple Pshat, the way it's usually learned is that it's really based on Zohar Da'am Shlag Ufan. Al Pi Pshuta, it's based on Zohar, a normal, regular din of Zohar. Exactly how the Zohar works, that's in general a Shaila. In general, that's a big, major machlokas apostle. How does Zohar Da'am Shlag Ufan work? So the Sachoshin raises a possibility which he rejects. He says, If I want to give you the matana and you're not here, and I give it to somebody else to pick up, he's kind of for you, and then you find out about it, and then you're happy, so you are kind of. We say Zochem Yadam Shlag Ufanov. So do we say that because you find out later and you're happy about it, so So therefore, Yoni Chusa from later, your happiness from later, is Chalam Afreya. So we consider it as if you would have known about it right now. I want to give you the Matana now. If you would have known now, you would have wanted it, but you didn't know now. And later on, when you find out you do want it, so I say that Yoni Chusa from later, it's Chalam Afreya. So the Tzoi suggests such a pshat, and he rejects it. He says, no, that's a Machlekes Abai V'Ravin, Bav Metzia, what do you say? That's what Abaye Rava says. Yishlamidas means if there is a situation where it's clear that somebody doesn't know the facts of the case, but if he would be aware, if he would know what's going on, he would have das for something, but he doesn't know. And then later on, when he finds out what's happening, so he does have nichusa. He is happy about it. So Rava holds that the nichusa from later, Salam Afreya, if the situation is such right now, that it's an umdina, that if he would have known, he would have wanted. Just that he doesn't know, and he finds that he does want, it's chalam afrim. And we paskin like Abai, the Al-Kaganda, Yishlam Adas Lehav Yishlam. So his tainus, you can't say over here that Zachon Adashlev Yifanov works like that. That the umdina is that you want to get the matona, but you don't know about it. So later on when you find out, it's considered as if you had nichusta from the very beginning. The halacha is like Abai, that Yishlam Adas Lehav Yishlam, das is not chalam afrim. So he says, no, it's like Zeris HaKosu that it works. That's the din. The halacha is that Zachna Abishlav Yifanov works. You don't need the nichusa. The only halacha is that if he finds out later and he's moicha, then he breaks it up. But if he never finds out about it, then it's also good. It's chal right now. The pshat that the Tzoi suggested and rejected is exactly the pshat that the Adnei Nezer quotes in his tshuva in the name of the Chidushe Haran Lebov Abasu. The Haran Lebov Abasu says that pshat. The pshat that the Tzoi says that is based on the fact that he has nichusa later, and this is chalam afreya. That's how the Ran learns the pshat in the din of Zachon Yalam Shleib Efanov. Either tain of the Tzoi is that the din is like Abaye against Rava B'Yalkigam, that Yushlamidas Loi have used, that Das from later having umdin Nemuchav, that the person would have wanted something now if he would have known about it, just that he doesn't know about it. Later on, when he finds out he does want it, so the Gemara says be passing like Abaye, but the Das is not chalam afreya. So the Ran holds that that's kol haterakula, that's the halacha, that Yushlami das loy have a yish. But over here it's Gzeres HaKosov. We learn it out from a pasuk. It's not a svara here. The Gzeres HaKosov that tells, that's a different question. Where the pasuk is, that's a sugin kiddushin, the second part, a different question. Where is the pasuk that we derive this principle of Zachon Adam Shleib Efanov? But there is a pasuk on it. So the pasuk tells us that here I say that Yushlami das have a yish. The fact that he finds out later and he has nichusa is what makes it be chal mafreya. So the halacha that higdili yichodim limchois. But the halacha in the Gemara in Chulin, the Aflamin Testament base, that if I give you the matona to be kind of a Pliny, then when Pliny finds out about it, his instinctive initial reaction is that he doesn't want it. It's not halacha that when he finds out he can break it up. No. If he's not maskim, so then it doesn't get off the ground. If when he finds out he's not maskim, it doesn't begin to get off the ground. If he's maskim later, then I say, Yishlami das habi yish. That's what the pasuk tells. But if his initial reaction is that he doesn't want it, then of course it's no good. It doesn't begin to get off the ground. What's enough community to medate him to medate here? So it's a big enough community. The shail is over here, let's say. Zachen ger kot mat bila masal das bezin. I adopt a non-Jewish child. And later on I'm going to tell a child that he was adopted, but I don't want to tell a child that he was converted. I don't want to tell him that he used to be a nochri and I was megayer him. So if he finds out that he was a nochri, we will megayer him, then the Gemara says, Yigdili yichodim nunchas. He has the option of breaking up the Zachen. What if he never notified one way or the other? We don't tell him that he was converted. So according to the Ran, it doesn't begin to be chal. The Ran holds that you never say Zochni Yom Shleib Efanov unless the person finds out later, and he has an ichusa, and the ichusa from later accomplishes that it should be chal l'mafreya. That here the pasuk tells us Zochni Yom Shleib Efanov that Yish Shleim does have a Yish, but he has to find out later on. But if he never finds out, he finds out he was adopted, but he never finds out he was converted. He never finds out that they did an act of Zochen on his behalf, so the Zochen never gets off the ground. Like that God, it will turn out Gloy Moshe Mafreya. He never was Jewish. Whereas according to the Tzoi, it wouldn't be so. The Tzoi says that you don't have to have the das from later that it should be chalam afreya. The Geirus is called b'shasmash. That's how Rav Moshe passed. Moshe has a tshuva, and he doesn't quote the Tzoi. He doesn't quote the Ran. He just says that's the din. But Zoch Lav Shalom Fonam chal now. He doesn't even discuss the possibility. He says that it's chal right now. There's no halacha that you have to have das later that it should be chalam afreya. So the normal pshat, the regular standard pshat in the Gemara is that this is a regular din of Zachon Yadam Shleib Efanov. However Zachon works in other cases, that's the way it works over here. That's the Pasha pshat in the Gemara. And then Rav Yosef says the din, Higdili Yichodam Limchot, that's the standard din, the same as you find in Chulin Daf Lamed Tet. That if someone is Zechem Atonah for Pliny, and Pliny finds out about it and he doesn't want it, So he breaks up, his macho breaks up the act of Zoch. The only question now is, how can Abai Verovah disagree with Rav Yosef? How do they try to ask kashas from this Mishnah, from the other Mishnah, from Ksuba, or from Oynes and Mefata? What Shach to Din Zoch? That's a din that everybody agrees to. Whenever you do an act of Zoch on behalf of somebody else, and the person finds out about it, he could be Moicha, so what Shach to disagree here? So the Pesachit Tshuva in Yeridei and Hilchas Geirus quotes a Tshuva from the Chassam Sofer who talks about this kasha. So Chassam Sofer stelt su a Rashbo in Kiddushin. Famous Rashbo in the first parak of Kiddushin, Dav Kav Gimel, where he says, Luli, he quotes the Rif and the Ramam and the Sugya, and then he says, Luli de Mistafina, if he weren't afraid of the Dolim, the Rishonim who preceded him, he would have said a Chiddush Niflo, that when does that din apply? Then in any instance of Zoch Leonim Shlobifonov, when a person finds out about the act of Zoch, and he can be Moiche, and cancel the Hoschilam Afreya, that's only in a plain case of Zoch, where there's a little bit of Chayva involved. What's the Chayva involved? I give you a Matana to the Kainah for Ploini. So the Chayva involved is that Tzayna Matana Siyuchi. Maybe he wouldn't want to be Mekav Matana. Or Fin, I give you $1,000 gift to be Zoche for somebody else. Mistal Mil Yumdin is that he would want it. And some people don't want it because Tzayna Matana Siyuchi. But what happens, the Rajba writes, if you have an instance where it's a Zochin, where it's purely schus, schus gomer, and if the other person will be moichel, it'll just be ridiculous, a capricious act of machor with no seichel at all. So in Matar Sichi is a seichel de gezach, it's a posik. That's for us, it's kosher megerim l'Yisrael. Kosher megerim l'Yisrael kis hafach, that's for us, but for him apparently not.
They show us up.
Yeah, so it's bad for us, but for the ger apparently not. So the Rajbo doesn't talk about Geras. The Rajbo talks about Zechiyah Shtar Shichra on behalf of an Eved Knaini. So the Rajbo wants to say, Achidish, Lazakta Lulid, Mistafina, he would have said that if I want to be Meshacha my Eved Knaini, and he's not here, and I give the Shtar Shichra to you to be Zech on behalf of my Eved, and then the Eved finds out and he's unhappy about it, so the Rajbo writes, he would have thought against the Rif and the Rambam that the Eved goes free, even Bal Korchoi. Why? Because since it's a Schuz Gomur, and there's no Choyver all blended in, so you should say that Machor later on doesn't cancel the Zoch. So the Chassam Sofer, based on that, Rashbo suggests that is the Hemshech HaPshat in the Gemara. That Abai Barove wanted to bring a Rai against Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Igdil, Yechadim Limpas, this is the same din as any Zoch HaLeon Mishlag B'Fanach. That if when the person finds out later on about the act of Zochin, he can be Moicha. So Abai Barove Tainan, no, shouldn't we consider this an instance of Schuz Gomer? Isn't it a Schuz Gomer for the Goy Koton to be converted to become a Gir? And they wanted to bring Rayas that it seems that Higdilu Eini Cholim Limchos, which means that it's a Schuz Gomer against Rav Yosef, who says that it's a plain act of Zoch. And then the Gemara answers the Kashas, and it seems that the Halacha is like Rav Yosef, and other Rishonim will pass like Abai Barove. That's what the Chassam Sofer discusses. How can some Rishonim pass like Abai Barove against Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef's din is a standard din in Kol Torah Kula. By every din of Zochin that you can always be Meicha. So he says, no, that was the pilpul in the Gemara. Maybe I should declare Geirus as Chuz Gomor, and you shouldn't be able to be Meicha. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara.
What's the pshat
if they knew that they were converted, right?
If they knew, but right. There's no doubt there, and they're confused with their authority.
Right, the first time they find out.
They
right.
Find out
first time they find out, so it depends what their instinctive reaction is. If they say they don't want, then they cancel as often, and it turns out that they never were Gerim. They were Goyim from all along. Not that they were Gerim until now. Mikal Haba, they become Goyim. It'll turn out that they never were Gerim, so the Gerim was never Chum. That's the Pashup Shat Neginon. Tarisus has a kasha on the Gemara, the famous kasha on the Gemara. There is a machlokes based on two girsus in Ezel Nesher regarding the din of Zochon Liyadim Shloi B'Fanah. Whether we say Zchiyah Mitam Shlichus, or Zchiyah La Mitam Shlichus, is it a branch of the din of Shluchah Shloim Kemoisoi? In other words, if you would have appointed somebody as a Shlich to make a Kenyan for you, then you say Shluchah Shloim Kemoisoi. But you didn't even know that I'm interested in giving you the Kenyan. So he never appointed this middleman as the Shliach. So he's acting all on his own based on Zoch Liyadim Shloi B'Fanah. So according to one Girus in the Gemara, we say that Zechi is a branch of Shlichus, that Zechi is Mitam Shlichus. According to the other Girus, Zechi is a separate din. It's not a branch of Shlichus. What's in Afkimini with Zechi Mitam Shlichus? Zechi Alam Mitam Shlichus. So Taisus quotes two Girus in the Gemara and it's zeh neshech. The Gemara says that he cannot be zeh on behalf of a nochri. I want to give a matana to a nochri. See if the nochri is here and I give him the matana and he picks it up, so he's kind. But if the akum is not here and I give the matana to somebody else to be kind for the nochri, so the Gemara says there's no schil akum. What about a katan? What if I want to give the matana to the katan? See if the katan is here and I give the matana, so he's kind directly. But if the katan is not here and I want to give it to somebody else to be zeh on behalf of the katan, so the Gemara raises the question, why not say that katan is the same as a nochri? Because the reason why a nochri doesn't have zechiyah, why can't somebody be zechah for a nochri? So the Gemara says there, and it's an eshech, ayin alef from a base in Bav Metziah, because an akum can't have a shliach. So just like he can't have a shliach, so he can't have anybody to do zochin on his behalf. So why not say the same regarding a katan? A katan can't appoint a shliach either, can't have a shliach either. So if the cotton can't have a shliach, I should say that the cotton can't have anybody act on his behalf. So the Gemara says no, that there's a chilek in them between a cotton and an akum. That as far as an akum is concerned, since he doesn't have a shliach, so he doesn't have a din of zochin on his behalf either. But a cotton, the shliach is leislei, chia miho islei. So there, Tosis points out there were two girsas in the Gemara. Whether the reading in the Gemara is chia miho islei midirabbanon. They made a takana with the rabbanon that he has zochin. Min haTorah, the katan is the same as the akum, because whoever doesn't have shlichus doesn't have tzriya, because tzriya is mitam shlichus. It's a branch of the din of shluchos shlavim kemois. Even though you never appointed that other person to act as your shliach, the Torah appoints that middleman as your shliach. But if you're an akum or you're a katan, you can't have a shliach, so the Torah doesn't appoint the middleman. So one gives in the Gemara that's Rashi and Tosef Shita that's tzriya with the rabbanon mihu isli, that by the katan made a takana with the rabbanon that he has, someone can be zeich on his behalf even though he doesn't have a din of shlich. And the other gears, so the gears is HaRambam and the Chachmi Svarar is the Rashbo and the Ran, the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, that Tfiyah is lab mitam shlich. That even though a cotton cannot have a shliach, but the cotton can have somebody act on his behalf, he didn't zochen the Yom Shloi before. And the gears is not Tfiyah Midarabbanam Mihu Islay, but the gears is without the word Midarabbanam. Tfiyah Mihu Islay, and he has Tfiyah Minatur. Because Tfiyah is lab mitam shlich. I have Tfiyah is lab mitam shlich, why doesn't an akum have tchiyah zakash? So you have to learn through the achronim, discuss a lot. What's the chilek between akum and a kot? It's a different.
How does it really in the Gemara about giving against shlichus to a third party for
a nevet k'nani?
Right.
Just like the kibbutz. No. Nevet k'nani can have a shliach. Can be a shliach. Can.
Why?
He just can't be. The Gemara just says an akum and nevet k'nani can. No, nevet k'nani is chayv mitzvah. No, nevet k'nani doesn't mean a goyish. No, I don't mean a nevet k'nani. A goy. An Evik Nani is chayv in mitzvahs kiisha. Means he's mol v'tova l'shem geirus. He's chayv in all the mitzvahs kiisha. Right? So the Gemara says beferish. An Evik Nani can be a shliach. He just cannot be a shliach in Gittin the Kiddushin. Because in Zayin of Torah is Gittin the Kiddushin. So he cannot be a shliach in that area. But it's a shliach for kinyonim, a shliach for other things he can be. So the Rishonim have two girsas again in the Gemara in Ezder HaNeshach, Dafayin Aleph. Whether it's chia mitam shlichus or chia la mitam shlichus, and the afkamina lemais is whether it's chia on behalf of a katan works min haTorah, works with the rabbanon. So Tosfos and Rashi have the girsa that chia on behalf of a katan only works with the rabbanon. So Tosfos asks a kasha that the Gemara says over here that ger katan matbila moso adaz bezdin is based on the principle of zochin the adam shleib afanov. So if it's a ger katan, so he's a katan, so he's before bar mitzvah. So if zochin on behalf of a katan is only with the rabbanon. So what do you mean, is a gear mid the rabban? How do you have a gear mid the rabban? It doesn't make any sense. So he says, yeah, he's a gear mid the rabban. And Tosfos gets involved. Shver HaChesbon, how can you have a gear mid the rabban? And Tosfos is a goy gomer, mid the rabban would declare him as a gear. Yesh koach laka b'kum v'yasei. So he says, yes, this sugya holds yesh koach laka b'kum v'yasei against the psak ha-babli. Machlekes and Yivamis, and the Maskonis ha-babli and the Tzadik and Yivamis is, that ain't koach v'yachachamim laka d'avon ha-tor b'kum v'yasei. The rabban cannot be matter in Isu derais. They can be machmir. They can tell you not to carry in a karmelis and not to write with your left hand on Shabbos. They can tell you not to shake a lulav when sukkahs falls on Shabbos. Not to blow a shofar. That's akira davman atar, but b'shevi al taser. But they can't be yoke davman atar. B'kum v'yaseh. They can't tell you that even though this fellow is a goy, you can treat him as a Jew and you can shech the behemoth and you can eat the flesh. If manatar the flesh is nevela. So let's say, or if this person will be sick on Shabbos, will be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. So minatara, this fellow is anochri, a goy gomer, and you're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. It's a skila. So the rabban they mat achilu Shabbos. The Tosfos says, how can it be? So they say, yeah, our sugya goes with the shita that yesh kaf yachachomim lakadom minatara bekum v'yasei. That's the shita say Yerushalmi like that. Very shver there. Then Tosfos comes around to say, no, maybe you could even say that it works minatara over here. Why should it work on Atar? So Tosfos has one mahala. And the yeshivas, they say a slightly different mahala. They say in the yeshivas that there are three kinds of zochin that you find in the Gemara. Just to explain what is the zochin over here. So they say there are three kinds of zochin that are found in the Gemara. One is the normal case of zochin that the Mishnah has in Erevin and Daf Samach Tes on the days. The Mishnah has an Erevin, if I want to give you a matonin, you're not here. The original case of zochin is when you make an Erev. The din is you make an Erev, what we call an Erev in Yiddish, you make the Tzuras HaPesach around the area, but then you have to put away a box of matzahs. Everybody has to put a matzah together. So the Mishnah says, rather than bother every individual Shema Shabbat to donate a matzah, so you get one person to buy the box of matzahs, and he gives it to another person to be zeicha a shutvis in the matzahs on his own behalf, and on behalf of all the Shema Shabbat who live there now, and are going to move in till next place. That's the nusach that you usually say. So the Mishnah says, and how come he can pick up the matzah to be kind of for himself and on behalf of all the other Shema Shabbos who are going to move in, and on behalf of himself is good. He picks it up and makes the kinyan hagvah for himself. What right does he have to be kind on behalf of all the other Shema Shabbos? That's based on Zochel Yodam, Shalei Befan of that's the Mishnah. So in that instance, in the Mishnah, you have two problems. The Pliny who wants to be kind of Shutzvus in the matzahs, number one, didn't make the Maisa kinyan. You made the hagvah on behalf of somebody, you made on behalf of yourself, that's okay. But on behalf of the other Shema Shabbos, they didn't make the hagvah, they didn't make the Maisa kinyan. Number two, they didn't even have das at the time that we're making this whole thing. They're all sleeping. They have no das at all. So we say that Zochel Yodam Shalei Befanav solves both problems. It solves the problem of Maisa Kinyan. Your Maisa Kinyan on their behalf is valid. And your das on their behalf is also valid. Then sometimes you have, that's a standard case of Zochel Yodam Shalei Befanav, where the middleman is doing the act of Zochel on behalf of the others, is doing a double sriya. A sriya on the Maisa Kinyan and a sriya on the das as well. Then you have two other cases where you have a Zochin only on the Maisa Kinyan and you have a Zochin only on the Das. One is the Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Yud Aleph on the base, where the Mishnah says, what if I want to give a Shtar Shichur to my Eved Knaini? So if the Eved Knaini is here and I give him the Shtar Shichur and he screams he doesn't want to go free, and I say, I don't care what you want, I'm going to free you anyway, and I give him the Shtar Shichur. So the din is that we derive Shtar Shichur Eved Knaini, lo me'isha. But just like the Halacha says that if a man is Megarish his wife by Korcho, the get is valid. The Gemara says it's an Easter. The Rabbeinu Gershom, we always explain in the yeshiva, people don't understand. The Cher of the Rabbeinu Gershom didn't invent the Easter to be in the garish Bal Korcha. He made a Cher, and a Cher means that a person should drop dead. A Cher is a klola that's nichnas in the Ramach Ivorm. That makes the Easter into an Easter Chomer. But before the Rabbeinu Gershom made the Easter, the Rishonim say it was an Easter deraisa before him also. It's an Avle. A man does an Avle to divorce his wife Bal Korcha. It's an Avera deraisa. There's no machlekes on that. The Rabbeinu Gershom just added on a klola, a kilas chachomim, that if he does that, he should drop dead. A person needs the veil. You don't give him a cherem that he should drop dead. A person does other others. You don't give him a cherem. Cherem should be nichnas into the ramach ivar mishidah. So the Rabbeinu Gershom added on the hid is a cherem, but in Isra there always was. But what's the din? So the person violated the avera, the raisa with the klola and everything. But the din is that the get is chal. If a man gives a get bal korcho, so the Gemara said the get is chal. So just like by get isha, the get is chal bal korcho of the isha. Similarly, by a shtar shichur aviknaini, the whole institution of shtar shichur doesn't say mufurish in the chumash. It just says al chuf shalo nitan lo, that the shifcho was never freed. So the Gemara says, how is she supposed to have been freed? I say lo la meisha, just like by the get isha. How are you meshachar and isha? Because of la sefer krisus. So the word lo by get isha has the connotation of shtar. So too by the aviknaini, by the shifcha knaini, the way to free them is aydei shtar. And just like by the get isha, the get is chal. If he gave it bal korcha, it's chal. So by the Eved Knaini also, the Shtar Shichur would be Chal, Bal Korcha of the Eved Knaini. So if the Eved Knaini, if my Eved Knaini is here lefaneinu, and I want to free him, Bal Korcha, so the Gemara says, if I push the get, if he runs away, so he ran away, so I can't give him the get. But if he's here, and I stick the get into his hand, then I say, Yom Meshuchah, even though he screams that he doesn't want it, we don't care. We don't need the Das of Eved, we don't need his Haskom. The Eved belongs to me, and I can free him, Bal Korcha. Yeah, that's how the Gemara says. Gita the other banker. But what happens if the Eved is not around? And I don't know whether he wants to be Meshuchar or not. So the Gemara has, the Mishnah has the Machlekes Amen, the Rabbanon. Do I assume that it's Chusalo Eved Sheyetzi Mitachas Yad Rabba Lecherim? Or should I assume that it's a Chayva for the Eved? So we pass like the Chachamim, the Rameir, that we assume it's a Chus. Rameir says, no, maybe it's a Chayva. The Eved wouldn't necessarily agree to go free. And the Chachamim disagree. They say, we assume Malacha, that it's definitely on the shleiv of fun. We assume that it's a schus for the yevid that he should go free. So in that instance, when somebody, I want to free my Eved Kanani, and he's not around, and he's interested in going free. Not that he doesn't want, he's interested in going free. But he just happens not to be here. So I give you the Shtar Shichur to be kohen on behalf of my Eved. So in that instance, that's a Zochen on the Maisi Kinyan, but not a Zochen on the Das. Because if the Eved would have been here, I don't need his Das. I can give him the Shtar Shichur Bal Korchoi. So when you are substituting for the Eved, you are accepting the Shtar Shichur on behalf of the Eved. We don't have two problems. Number one, the Eved didn't make the Vinasim B'yada, he didn't make the Kabbalah Ashtar. And number two, the Eved never granted Das. If the Eved would have been here, we wouldn't need his Das. So in that case, if Zachan the Adam Shalem Yifana by Ishtar Shichur Eved Kanani, it's only a Zachan on the Maise Kinyan, but you don't need any. There's no problem in the first place about Zachan on the Das.
You need the Das from the Shliach, don't you?
Yeah.
Why should you need that? Why should
no. You don't say Zachan the Adam Shalem Yifana if the fellow doesn't want to participate.
If he comes in the Kodesh from the Eved doesn't need Das, so why should he need Das?
But he... Like a shliach gufe doesn't function on behalf of somebody else.
Unless he's not. Somebody needs Das, though, so he'd say it's comparable. But here, if he's substituting for the Eved, and the Eved doesn't even do it bal kocho, he should be able to do it for
him. No, let's say an Eved appointed a shliach to be mekabel a get for him. And then I'm about to give the shtar shichur to the shliach, and the shliach says, I refuse to accept the shtar. It's also not. If he doesn't want to do the shlichas on behalf of the Eved, so it's not
chal. Not for it, except to get.
For the shlichus, that his meister, my meister should relate to somebody else. You have to have that I should be maskim, that I should agree that my meister should relate to him. So you can't say zochen if the middleman doesn't agree. So normally in zochen liyam shlevi fun, if one person is mekabel amatoni on behalf of a different party, you have a double problem. The problem of there's a lack of the meister kinyan by plonim, there's a lack of das plenty for the kinyan. So we say zochen on the meister kinyan, we say zochen on the das. In the instance of Zechiyah, Zachlev Shalafana by Shtar Shichur, there never was any need in the first place for Da'at or Eved for the Shtar Shichur. So the only din that you need by the Shtar Shichur is the Yad of the Eved, the Maisi Kinyan, and also the Yadoi. You need the Maisi Kinyan. So that's a din of Zachin for the Maisi Kinyan. Here, you have the opposite. By Ger Kotam Adbilam Asa Adaz Bezdin, it's an act of Zachin where they're only substituting Da'at for the Ger. They're not substituting the Maisi. What does it mean? Ger katan, how do you make a ger? A ger has to have milo, they have to be malhim, and he has to have tefillah, he has to go to the mikveh. And he has to want to become a ger. He has to have das, kabbalah zomitzvah, he wants to become a ger. So here with the bezin is megayr the katan based on zachar the yom shlo. So how do they do it? They're mal themselves. No, they're mal the baby. And then who goes to the mikveh? The bezin goes to the mikveh? No, they're matul the baby. So Tosis points out in Sanhedrin, they did the milo begufa shalatinoik, and they did the tefillah begufa shalatinoik. So what's the problem of Zohar Leon Shlavifana? They did the Maisa on the Yevid. So the whole problem is only one of Das. The Maisa they did on him, that's not a problem. That's the same Maisa Milo and Tvila that they would have done on an Adam Godel on a person as Pez Bar Mitzvah, they did the same thing on the Kotten. So the only problem over here is one of a lack of Das. And normally the Ger has to consent to become a Ger. And here the kid is allowed by Das, a little baby, he's an infant, he doesn't know what it's all about. So there is no Das Geris over here. Here it's the Zachon Yadam Shlevifan of Das alone. It's not an act of Zachon Yadam Shlevifan of the Maisa. It's only a Zachon on the Das. So again, just to review, you have three kinds of Zachon. By the Zachon, by the Shtar Shichrur, it's a Zachon on the Maisa Kinyan, but not a Zachon on the Das. By the Zachon over here, by the Ger Katan, it's a Zachon on the Das, and not a Zachon on the Maisa Kinyan. You're doing the Maisa Begufoy. And by a normal case of Zachon, when somebody's Kohen Matan on behalf of the other party, that's the case of Zachon, where it's both. It's a Zachon on the Das and a Zachon on the Mice. So in Yeshivas... Let's say they don't know carbon. Let's say we don't bring the carbon. Let's say Bizman HaZeh, the Gemara says the carbon is not Miyakim. Even Bizman HaMikdosh, most of the Rishonim assume the carbon is also not Miyakim. It's just in the Kolzman, you haven't brought the carbon, the Ger is not permitted to eat carbonis, it's not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdosh. But the Ger is Yitzchal. Maybe we'll discuss that a little later, about whether the carbon is makiv and how it plays a significant role in the other pshat in the Gemara. And the first pshat, it's not too relevant. Let's leave out the carbon. That's it, there's no carbon, so it's not carbon. So in the yeshivas, they usually say the following. When is there a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand, against the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Ran on the other hand, whether Zochin Ba'ad Kotan is Menatera Midirabbanon, whether Tchiyah Metam Shlichas Anad, whether the Girsan is a Neshech is Chiyah with the Rabbanah Miyo Islay or the Girsan is Chiyah Miyo Islay. What does it mean Chiyah Mitam Shlichas? Chiyah Mitam Shlichas means if I give you the Matana to be kind of for somebody else, so when you picked up the $1 million Matana, when you picked it up, So your Maisi Kinyan functions on behalf of the other person, like a Shliach would do a Maisi Kinyan on behalf of somebody else. Whether Shliach mitam Shlichus or Shliach mitam Shlichus can be a Machloikes by Shliach of Maisa. Let's say by the Shtar Shichra on behalf of the other Knaini, where it's a Shliach of Maisa. Or in the case in the Mishnah and Erevin, where someone's Zeicha Maton on behalf of somebody else by Maisa. But if it's only a Shliach and Das, that's what they say in the Yeshivas. In that case, all the Rishonim should agree that Shliach is not mitam Shlichus. What do you mean? The das that we had is kilu we were shluchim of the other guy. What do you mean a shlich is on a das? The halacha is that whenever it's a case of zachal yonim shleib afonav, not that my das can substitute for his das. The halacha says that you don't need his das. Not that you need his das and my das can substitute for him. The halacha says you don't need his das. His maisa you do need. So you say my maisa substitutes for him. Kilu he had done the maisa. That's called tzchiyah mitam shlich. So that's what the yeshiva says. The Gemara Tosfos doesn't say like that, but that's the way the Yeshiva Shavei goes. To answer Tosfos Kasha, how can you say Shlichus Zayu is the Chassam Sofer writes in the Shuvah, Shlichus Zayu is a different halacha. The Gemara says that the Bezn Smuchim can give Rishuas to the Bezn who doesn't have Smichas to be done Dini Momen is based on Shlichus Zayu Kav Dino. So the Chassam Sofer says he doesn't think that that means Shlichus. That's a different thing. It means that they're Moichel on the Kovet. And the whole din that a hedyot and non-samach is not permitted to be done, that's because of kovet asmuchim. So if the moichel on the kovet, so there's no issa. That's what it is. But it's hard to say shlichus. That's how Rabbi Soloveitchik also said. He doesn't think, he said independently of this, he doesn't think that shlichus ha'kavdina means real shlichus. He said, hagav yatzmuchol, let's say the kohen doesn't want a duchen, so I'll send a Yisrael to duchen for him. So if there's no hechshar agavra, how can you say shlichus tayu? The kohen will send the levi, or he saw to do it. He can't do it. So what do you mean? The smuchim send the non-smuchim that they should be done at any moment. What do you mean shlichus? How can I make a shliach? The dayanim have to be smuchim. So he said the ran, the chedusha ran says like that. So let's go to the chedusha ran. The first davening Sanhedrin says shlichus kavdin means that the moichel on the kovet. And the chassam sofer has the tshuva also explains like that. That it doesn't mean real shlichus. So that's the first pshat in the gemara. The simple pshat is that it's based on a regular din of zochin. What's the regular din? It's a zochin on the das, not a zochin on a maise. And perhaps l'chol ha'deis this should be schiyah lav mitam shlichus. That's why it works by kot min ha'terah. And Rav Yosef just says a normal din, gdila yuchelam limpus. That's a din of kol ha'terah kula. Whatever that means, whether you say like the k'tzois or like the ran, say like the k'tzois, it's a din. They can be moicha. You can break it up when you find that. Say like the ran, it means if your instinctive, if your initial reaction is that you don't want. So it never got off the ground, not that you break it up. The whole zochin is only chalif, lebitzof, you find out, and you mask him, similar to the din of, here I stay, yir shlomidas habiyush. That's what the pasuk tells us, zochin am shlomidas. And then Abai Barova wanted to ding zach with Rav Yosef. What were they dinging zach? So if some sort of explained, they thought that perhaps it should be considered like a schuz gomur, in which case, higdilo en yichodim limchas. And then the Gemara says, no, then it's not a schuz gomur. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos, however, was bothered with the kasha. How can you have zochin for a kotten? So we answered the kasha. If you hold schiyah mitam shlichus, and the schiyah on behalf of the kotten is only the rabbanon, so we answered zochin on das, zochin on mais. Okay. So the shach in Yerideya in Simon Shinhei talks about pidyon ben. The Ramah quotes the tshuva to Rivash that you can't make pidyon ben aydei shliach. Bezin can't make pidyon ben. He quotes the Rivash makes a deal in the Gemara Kiddushin. In the end of the first parak, it says that the father has a mitzvah to be mal his son on the Yom HaShmini. And if the father is not mal, then it's a mitzvah on the bezin to be mal. If the bezin is not mal, then it's a mitzvah al kol adam to be mal a baby. And if nobody was mal a baby, then when the kid becomes bar mitzvah, he's mechuyav to see to it that he takes care of his own business. Then the Gemara in the same brisa has a lashon by pidyon haben. Father has an obligation to make pidyon haben on his son on the Yom Lamed Aleph. And if the father didn't make pidyon haben, then when the kid becomes bar mitzvah, he has to see to it that he has his own pidyon haben. And the brisa jumped from the first step to the fourth step, and left out the bezdin, and left out the kol adam. So the Rivash makes the deal to halacha based on that lashon brisa. Very striking omission. So he says that you cannot have pidyon haben al derech. As I talk to Rivash, and the Rama quotes it l'halacha. And the Shach disagrees with the Rivash, and the Vilna Gaon passes like the Shach. So shaila l'halacha what the din is. Let's say a baby is a yosmi, doesn't have a father. So should we recommend that the bezin should make the pidyon haben for him, or should we wait till the kid is bar mitzvah and have him make his own pidyon? So the different minhagim what to do with. He passed like the Shach, or he passed like the Rama. So there the Rama has a long dissertation, and in the Kudas HaKesef has a long discussion, but if it's a relevant topic. So maybe we should, if this little baby who lost his father, we have to make a pidyon haben for him, maybe we should take some of his money to be paid to him. Let's say he got a Yerusha from the father, maybe he should take some of his money. So he goes into a whole discussion of apotropis. Maybe the business should act as an apotropis and take the money of the cotton to make it pidyon habenam here for the cotton. So b'toich hadvarim, he points out a teret on Tosfos Kasha, on this Gemara. That Tosfos asks a Kasha that the chiyah mitam shlichas, and ain't shlichas l'kotten. So chiyah on behalf of the cotton is only the rabbanon. So how can the Gemara talk over here of ger cotton at bilamos al das bezdin? The pashuk shat he becomes a ger minat teira, not a ger minat rabbanon like the shver Tosfos said. So the Shach says, there's a beferish Gemara though, in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, that there's a pasuk that teaches us nasiach and nasiach lamat tikochu, that you can have an apotropis for a cotton. Even if you hold that zochen liadam doesn't apply minatera on behalf of a cotton, but apotropis bat cotton you can have. What's the difference between zochen that you cannot have and apotropis technically? That zochen you cannot function. I want to give a matana to the cotton, so I give it. The cotton is one day old, so he doesn't know how to make a kinyan. So I give you the matana to be kind of for the cotton, so it does not work minatera, according to Tosfos, because zochi mitam shlichas, and it doesn't work minatera. But an apotropis can be kind of behalf of the cotton. How do you know to label a fellow an apotropis, and how do you know to label him as a zoiche? So the Shach says the difference is given by the Gemara, that if he's appointed mitam bezdin, then he's called an apotropis, and if he's self-appointed, then it's called zochen. So zochen does not work, and apotropis does work. So the Shach says, maybe that's the teretz on the Gemara here, that it says ger kotam ad bilamos al das bezdin. So bemis is difficult. Rav Moshe Feinstein talks in the sefer also. The Avnei Nezer talks in his Truvis. What does the Gemara say? Ad bilamos al das bezdin. Ger kotam ad bilamos al, because zochen yadam shlo b'fanav. You need a bezdin like every gerus needs a bezdin. Even a ger godel needs a bezdin. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. You have to have a bezdin present when the gerus. Why does Rav Huna use it in the nusach of the din? Ger kotam. That's one of the many details that you have to have a bezdin present at the time of tefillah. What does he point that out? As you say, ger katan, mekabla mosa midin zochin. Vasef is matbila mosa al das bezin. So the Shach suggests that maybe that's Shitas Rashi over here. Maybe Rashi holds over here in his Gemara. Rashi has a lashon. Al das bezin shloisha yihiyu bitvilas e kedin kol tvilas ger. Kedin kol tvilas ger shetzvich mishloisha. Every ger need. That's what Rashi says. Hey, Rashi mechta vek the lashon. It doesn't mean anything. The Gemara just says you need a bezin. So Rashi says like any tvila needs a bezin. But then the Avnei Nezer and the Shach came way before the Avnei Nezer, they say it's not so. You look in the Rashi sounds like he does make a fuss out of the Lashon HaGemara. He says you need a bezin like every Geras needs a bezin. Then Rashi writes a Lashon, the Heim Nasim Loi Ov, and the bezin is considered like an Ov. That's what an apotropis means. That's the word, the translation word, apotropis. That's what it means, an Ov. The Heim Nasim Loi Ov, Harehu Ger Al Yedehem. So the Shach says in the Peishu on the Daf, somehow I forgot that it's a Shach. Peishu usually quotes Shach. Peishu forgets, he writes the Chiddush on his own. He writes the Farem for Tosfos Kasha. How can you have a Zochen on behalf of a Kotan? A Kotan is a Lab Bar Shlicha, so this Chiyah for a Kotan is only with Rabbanon. So the Peishu gives the same terrors that the Shach writes in the Nekudas HaKestif in Yeruday, Simashin Hei, that here it's Al Daz Bezdin, and he makes the same deal in the Rashi. Vehein Nasim Lo Yov. It's a din of apotropis. Apotropis is certainly a din tzchiyah min haTorah b'ad kol. That's how the Shach and the Bnei Yeshua say. Then it's a big chiddush nifla to say apotropis applies in the area of Isa v'Heter. Usually we're used to thinking apotropis applies, let's say the cotton wants to get married. So they make an apotropis, and apotropis will be kaddish and isha for him. Apotropis solves all the world's problems. Or let's say a man is nishtate. A man is married for many years and he's nishtate. And then his wife wants to get a get. So we'll appoint an apotropis, and the apotropis will give the get. You appoint an apotropis and solve all the world's problems with apotropis. You can't do that. Apotropis is a dini mominis. You appoint an apotropis to take care of their monetary problems with the bank, with selling, with buying, with the business, whatever. But you don't have the most of the apotropis, makes the haluke. Where do you find apotropis in the area of east of the head of the Heim Nasim Loi Ov? And they say, we want this kid to become Jewish, and it's considered good. That's a big chiddush. Yeah, that's talk a big question in the Rishonim. How does it work? How does it work over there? The Gemara says that it works. It's a machlokes whether it works min haTorah or the Rabbanon. So that's what the Shach and the Shach and the Yeshua claim, that the Pshat in the sugya that it's midin apotropis in order to solve Tosfos Kasha, that Tzchiya bat Kotan is only with the Rabbanon. So they say this is not a plain sea. If you say like this Shach and the Yeshua, then you can have a new mahalach in the Gemara. Comes Rav Yosef and says a chiddush nifla already. We know from Chulin Daf Lametes and Kama Gemara is that if you're Zeche Matana on behalf of somebody else, and then when he finds out that you did an act of Zochen for him, he says, thank you very much, but I don't want it, that then he can be Moiche if his initial instinctive reaction is that he doesn't want, so he cancels. That's by the din of Zochen. What about by the din of Apotropos? Can he be Moiche or not? So Yosef comes up with a big Chiddush. He's not just saying a regular din. He's saying even in the case of Apotropos, Apotropos is just another fancy form of the din of Zochen the Yalim Shloi Bifanov, and Higdil Yichodim Limchus even by Apotropos. And then to this, Abai Verov check to him and they say, how do you know that that's true? We seem to have Mishnayos, one Mishnah by Ksuba and one Mishnah by Yonis and Mephata, which seems to indicate that by Apotropos is not the same as Zochen, that he cannot be Moiche. And what's this issue, whether by Apotropos he can be Moicha or not? So then this is a crucial issue. This is a Shaila and Yerideya and Choshe Mishpat. The halacha of Apotropos functioning on behalf of somebody else, on behalf of the Tanim and so on, is that just a glorified form of a detailed form of Zochen Yad Shlai Bifanov? Or is it a completely different halacha of Bailim? Apotropos is Dina Kibailim. If the Apotropos is in a fancy form of Zochen, so Rav Yosef is right. So the same din that applies to Zochen applies to Apotropos. But if he says it's a different halacha, it's a din Apotropos is Dina Kibailim, like the word says, Apotropos is Dina Kibailim, then it should be like Abai Verov, the Higdila and Yichodim Limchus. So this is a big shaila. There are two Gemaras. The Shah has in Choshe Mishpat and in Yerideya, there are two Gemaras. There's one Gemara in Bava Kamma, where the Gemara has a din, the way Tosfos learns the Gemara on Daf, I think it's Daf Lamed Vav on the base. Tosfos learns the Gemara, what if you have a pikadon of mine? You have $100 that belongs to me. And I say, I want to give the matana to somebody else, but my Shloshtan. So there's a din with the Rabbanon that my Shloshtan is kind. So if all three of us are here, my Shloshtan is kind. What if I want to give the matana to somebody else who's not here, and you're here? So you say, you have my $100, and I want to give the $100 to a third party who's not here, but there is another party who is here. So can you say Zochen Liadam Shloi Bifanov to do nothing, just to stand there like a dummy? He just stands there and he says Zochen Liadam Shloi Bifanov, I'll represent the other guy who's not here. What is he doing? But just by his presence, he's representing him by his presence. So there's no kinyan, he didn't do anything. So the Gemara has it in, if I want to give Ayidei my Mishloshton to Tzedokah and the Gizbe Shal Tzedokah is there, or I want to give to Yisayim Ptanim and the Apotropos is there, so then you can say, then you say that, excuse me, the Gemara says if the Gizbe Shal Tzedokah is there, the Gemara says Rav Yosef is the Gizbe Shal Tzedokah, so we say Anan Yan Anim Anan. So the Gemara says if the Gizbe Shal Tzedokah is here, and you have $100 that belongs to me, and I say Tenehu La'aniyim, and the Gizbe is here, so the Gemara says my Mishloshton is Kona, so it's good. So the Shach has two days, the Shach and Chayesh Mishpat has a Machloikis. What if it's not the Gizbe Shal Tzedokah who's here? The Gizbe Shal Tzedokah has it in like a Bailaman Tzedokah. Not because he takes 60% for himself, not because he has a major interest. Of the Allah declares that the Gizbe Shal Tzedokah has a Allah of Bailam. The Yerushalmi has a Machlekes whether the Gizbe Shal Hegdish has a din Bailam or a din Shliach. Machlekes of Yechem Yishlokish, the beginning of Trumas in the Yerushalmi. But the Gizbe Shal Tzedokah, the Gemara says Beferish, and Baba Kamad Aklam Avavi has a din of Bailam. So the Shach and the Chayesh Mishpat has a Machlekes. What about the same setup? The Apotropos of the Tanim is here. And I want, and you owe me $100, or you have $100 of mine, and I say, let this $100 be nikna to the Ketanim, Ayidei my Mishloshton, and the Apotropos is here. So the Shach has 2 days about that. What are the 2 days? The Pashtus is that we assume that Zochen Liadam Shloi Bifanov doesn't work by my Mishloshton. He's not doing anything. If you owe me $100 and we want to give it to a third party who's not here, and then there's a fourth person here, that you won't say Zochen Liadam Shloi Bifanov, but the shaila is whether you treat the Apotropos Shel Aktanim as an outsider who's doing an act of Zochen, or he's just like the Gizbe Shel Tzedokah, that the Gizbe Shel Tzedokah has a din like Bailim, so the Apotropos is also din like Bailim. So that's a shaila in the Shach. And then he has the same shaila in Yerideya ben Igeya, this he has in Yerideya ben Igeya to Tzedokah. In the Siman of Tzedokah he quotes the shaila about Maimon Shloshtan Legabi Apotropos Shel Aktanim. And then he has the same shaila in Choshe Mishpat ben Igeya to another halacha in Kiddushin. The Gemara has a din in Kiddushin. If you had a kinyan agav, and the Gemara has an invite, the leib shito agav means I'm not going to metalkle im agav karka. So the Gemara has an invite, leib shito, what if I'm not going to the karka to you and the metalkle to you?
and then you make a kinyan on the karka, and you have nothing to do with the other person, unrelated. So the Gemara has a sofik, karka hikna, karka lech, and the tatalach, and mahu. So the Gemara has an abide lev shita. So the Gemara says, how can it be an abide lev shita? The Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni tells a story that the Tanaim are traveling on the boat. The Gemara was quoted that Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozman Azaryan, Rabbi Gamliel, they were all traveling on the boat, and Rabbi Gamliel was makna karka to Rabbi Akiva, who is the Gidlash of Zbokir. And then he was makna the Maaseh Oni to the Aniyim, not to Rabbi Akiva, makna the Maaseh Oni to the Aniyim, agav the karka. The Gemara discusses, was it agav, was it chot, the whole dissertation of Gemara. So the Gemara says at one point that it was a kinyan agav. So the Gemara says, no, it's karka le'echad and talfum la'acher. So the Gemara says, no, since Rabbi Akiva was the Gidlash of Zbokir, so you say Anan Yaraniyim Anan, and the Gizba Shalstaka has a din like the Bailim, and therefore it's called Karka Metalpulim La'odim Echor. So there also, the Shach discusses what's the halacha if it would be an apotropis, if it wouldn't be Gizba Shalstaka. Do you treat apotropis as din of Kibailim, or apotropis is a fancy form of Zaka? So again, getting back to the Gemara, one could learn an alternate Pshat in the Gemara. The way the Shach and the Yeshua learn, the principle in the Gemara is Adas Bezdin. The Bezdin here is not only because every Geirus needs Bezdin, like Rashi starts off. Rashi claims that's all it is, no? You can say more than that, like the Adminazer says, like the Shach of Yeshua say, before the Adminazer. That the Gemara means to say here it's a din, Adas Bezdin is a chelik of the Zochin over here. Why? Not a plain din of Zochin, it's a din of Apotrophis. And that's what Rashi says, Vehem Nasim Layot. And then we understand what the Machlokes is between Rav Yosef against the Abaye V'Rovah. Yosef is Mechadish that Apotropis is also merely a fancy form of the din of Zochin, so just like in Zochin, Yechodim Limchos. So Apotropis is also Yechodim Limchos. And Abai Barova wanted to dispute that point, and they held that not, that Apotropis is a din violin, and a violin, how can it be Moicha later on? If someone did an act of the sea on their behalf, they can be Moicha, but if the violin made the Kenyan, so how can someone else be Moicha?
What would happen if the Apotropis took it as his violin, and then later on, the Yosef would say when they grew up,
right, that would be the same shine.
That would be the shine.
The other kasha that Tosis asks, how can you have zechi on behalf of a goy? It doesn't work, not minatar, not midrabban. So that Tosis says is boin keecha. Mistama, since they're accomplishing that he's becoming Yisrael, so mistama that's boin keecha. The only problem that they were really stuck with was the cotton, because even after the geris, is still going to be a cotton for another 10, 13 years. So that was the kasha. The goy, somehow they thought you can
answer. There would be a chilik between the apotropos for the Yasme and the apotropos here for the gear. Because the apotropos for the Yasme, they acted legally. I mean, they had the right. Even if they wanted to be moicha later, they couldn't be moicha from the Mafreya. Maybe from now on.
What? No, they can't have machor from now on. The same shayla, the Gemara Kiddushin discusses. Your shayla is the Gemara Kiddushin, the beginning of the second part, when the apotropos was appointed by the Bezdin.
Yeah.
Made a chalukin, he sold and he bought and whatever. And then later on, higdilu. And they're unhappy. Let's say he sold the whole father's business and he took the money, invested in his stocks, and he sold those and he bought the real estate. And he did
everything back.
And then 13 years later, they say, what did you do? We want back the old business. So the Gemara has a whole discussion whether you chalim limchos or not. So a discussion in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, maybe makar bez niyof, maybe it's a takana de rabbanon, maybe it's a takana de rabbanon. The Gemara introduced new svaras. But l'chor, that's the basic topic. That's according to the Shach and the Pnei Yeshua, that's the debate over here. The Rav Yosef says, higdil chalim limchos, even if it worked with din apotropos, and Abai Barava say no. They want to say no because apotropos is midin bailim, so you can't be mocham with the bailim. But then, when you look a little further in the Rishonim, you look in the Tosis in Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches and Beis, and you look in the Shita Yishonim, the Shita Mekubetzes and Adaf, they present the whole third Shita. Whole different Shat anymore from the beginning to the end. Not that it's working within Zochin and Das, and not that it's working within apotropos. Gans in a different half. Tosis says in Sanhedrin, Tosis poses the question, how are you Makabala Ger Godel? What is the Gemara only talk about Ger Kotten? How are you Makabala Ger Godel? So what's
Rabbi Eliezer Shach writes in his sefer, what's the problem? What do you mean, having a kabbalah of Gergovim? Gergovim comes, he says he wants to convert, he wants to be Jewish. That's not a problem. The only time it's a problem is if it's a ger kotni, he's a lab bar das, he doesn't know anything. And even if he says he wants to convert, he's a lab bar das, we assume he doesn't know what he's talking about. So then you say you have a problem. How can you mean the kabbalah ger? There's no das. If he says zach no mishal yifanav, then you don't need das. All right, das substitutes for his das, however you'll word it. But what is Tosfos asking? How you mekabel a gergov? So Rabbi Eliezer Shach points out in his sefer on the Rambam that you see from that places that they hold that gerus doesn't need das. Mekachememka needs das, and Gitmi Kiddush needs das, Nidorimi needs das, other things need das. Gerus does need das. The only halacha is that you can't do gerus bal koch. How does Tosfos know that's the din? He says it's an offering gemara and yivomis. That's what his chiddush is. The gemara says yivomis. Chalevidish miknes kesef and Malta also was Yochel Boy. Imon Yivamis Mem Zainasan. Chalevidish the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Parshas Bo by the Korban Pesach that if I have an Eved Knaini who is not yet Gemal, so I'm not permitted to eat a Korban Pesach. Milas Avoda Miakvin also Malach of the Pesach. So the pasuk says Chalevidish miknes kesef and Malta also was Yochel Boy. So the Gemara picks on the pasuk. Why does it say Chalevidish? Evedish v'lo Evedisha. Why only if the Eved belongs to a man, if it belongs to a woman, not? So the Gemara says, no, it's a drosh. What does the drosh teach us? Evidish atamal bal korcha. The atamal benish bal korcha. That if you take, let's say, the Israeli army, face talks over our territory, and they take Nochrim in captivity, and they decide they want to take these Nochrim and be Megayer them as an Evid Knaini. So the Gemara says, you can be Megayer an Evid Knaini bal korcha. That's what the Gemara says there in Yibam. So Shadal Alocha, whether the maskana remains like that. But what happens? But what happens if you don't want to be megayer them l'shem evet knaini, kol korcha? You want to be megayer them l'shem Yisrael gomer. So that's what the Gemara darshes know. Evedish atamal bal korcha. The atamal benish bal korcha. You cannot have any gerus bal korcha of the ger. So Blazer Shach says, what? You need a pasuk that you can't have gerus bal korcha. You don't have a pasuk that you have to have das by kiddushin and by gittin by mekachememka by nedor mishvus and aziris. Whenever he does, of course you need das. But you need a pasuk, you can't do a ger is bal kochas. He says, no. The answer is that you don't need das by a ger. There's no halacha that requires das. The only halacha is that you can't make a ger is bal kochas. So that's what Tosfos writes, that funny lashon in Sanhedrin, daf samaches on the base, that the ger kotten is the same as the ger gadol. It's all the same thing. You mekabel the ger. You don't need das bichlal, you don't need das agir. So Tosfos says, you never need das agir. Just you can't do bal kochas. No, the ger kotten isn't screaming. It doesn't say one way or the other. So you megayer him without asking. It's not bal kochas. It's not midait. It's not bal kochas. Good. I Tosfos asks, so what does the Gemara say? Zochen yod mishloi v'fonam. Has nothing to do with zochen yod mishloi v'fonam. Tosfos says, anachanami. But it has nothing at all to do with zochen yod mishloi v'fonam. As long as it's not bal kochas, the gerus is good. So what does the Gemara say? Zochen. So Tosfos says, it's not a zochen on the maizeh. It's not a zochen on the das. It has nothing at all to do with zochen. So what do they use? It's a loshen mushal. It's a melitze. What does it mean? So Tosfos says, "Malonu lebezdin lehismatzei b'dovazeh." What did Bezdin have to go get involved for? What do they need? Malonu v'latzarazos. What do they have to go be megayer the little shiksa for, or the little shartzer baby? What do they need the tzar for? So the Gemara says, "No, it's a good thing. Zochlam shalafan. It's a nice thing. You should go do it. But if it wouldn't have been a schus, so Bezdin wouldn't go out of their way to go get involved. What do they need it for? But if they would go and get involved, it would have been good, even if it wouldn't be a schus. That's what Tosfos says. Even if it weren't a schus." If you would go ahead and do it, the gerus would be chal, because there's no halacha that says that gerus needs das. The only din is that a gerus bal kocha is not good. That's the pasuk in Yivamis. Evidi shatamal bal kocha. Oh, just a minute. So then the question is, if that's the pshat in the first line of the Gemara, that you don't need, that's what Tosfos says beforeish like that, that you don't need das of the ger, not a ger godel, not a ger kotten, you never need any das. The only thing is that Geriz Bal Korcha is no good. Evidish Atamal Bal Korcha, the Atamal Benish Bal Korcha. But by the little baby, he's not screaming. So it's not Bal Korcha, so it's good. So how do you continue? Omer Rav Yosef Higdili Yechelim Yimchas. Hatnishken Ver. So it doesn't make any sense. Why is Higdili Yechelim Yimchas? Higdili Yechelim Yimchas means that we did an act of Zochen on his behalf, and when he finds out, he doesn't want it. But if it's not based on Zochen, the halacha just is that Bal Korcha is no good. So it wasn't Bal Korcha. So B'shaita was good, so why is Higdili Yechalim Limcha? So the Shita Mekubetis on our daf quotes a Shita Yishono, who has the following comment. Effect on Andakash. What do you mean, Ger Kot Madbilim also Adaz Bezin? What do you need to make a Goy into a Ger? So the Gemara says that you need three things. Just like a Harsina, there was Mila, Tvil, and Karbin, So too, the Doros, you need Milan, Tfilo, and Karp. So the, even though the Gemara only says, increase the Daf Tesla, now the Gemara only says these three things, Milan, Tfilo, and Karp. And the Rambam says, B'shloshe Dvarim Nichnasu Adesem L'Bis. The Rambam says three. Even though it says three, it's Lav Dafke, because we see from the Gemara that you need more than three. So what do you need more than three? That's learned out from Har Sinai. You have more than three, that's learned out. So number four, in addition to the Milan, the Tfilo, and the Karp, you have number four. You have to have Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, the Shittim Kubetz, it says. Because just like they said, Har Sinai Nasa V'Nishma, that was the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. So to the Doros, you have to have a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. It's not that you need Das Gerus. Tosfos says you don't need Das as long as it's not Bal Karchai. But you still need a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. So you have to have, the Ger has to say, I want to be a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And then you have number five, the Rabbi Shul Lekutna pointed out in the Sefer Shuas Yisrael, and Choshe Mishpat, that Rabbi Yechanan says it then, a Ger needs a Bezin. Ger Tzor Shloshe Mishpat Ksidde. You need a Bezin Mishas Kabbalah's Gerus. So he points out, but you learn everything from Kabbalah Sator, from Maimon HaSinai. So where was the Bezin Mishas Har Sinai? So he says, no, the Pshat is like this. By Maimon HaSinai, the Kriyas Bris was entered into between the HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. So the both Tzadim were there. The Rabban Shalom was there and Klal Yisrael was there. There was a Gilu Shechina. So Lachar, if you're saying that there's a Din Ladoros of Gerus that should be patterned after Maimon HaSinai, you should only be able to be Mokabal Geris if the other side is there. A Geris means a Kabbalah, a Krisis bridge between the Shechina and the Ger. No, where's the Shechina? So whenever you don't have a Shechina, so you should say that the Geris is not Chal. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan said, that this man, the Lekka Shechina, the Lekka Gila Shechina, the Bezin can substitute for the Gila Shechina. Because whenever there's a Bezin, we assume that there's a Hashuas HaShechina. The Kim needs a Badas Ker. So he says, that is a Din. Don't ask a Kasha, how can Rabbi Yechanan say a Din? You need a Bezin for Geris. If at Har Sinai we don't find the Chumash that there was a Bezin, he says Har Sinai didn't need a Bezin because the Shechina was there b'chvod v'yatzmoy. But Bezman is there, we don't have a Gilui Shechina, so that's why the Halacha says that you need a Bezin to substitute. So l'maisa, although the Gemara says you only need three things, Milan Tvila Kom, you learn out another two things also. So the Shita Yishana, quoted by the Shittim Kubetzis, is bothered with this Kasha. How can you be Mekabel Ger Katan? Aye, but where's the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs? So he answers the following time. He says, when do you need Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs? When the Ger is a Bardas. And he's able to have Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. So then Halacha says you need it. But if it's a Ger Katan, he's a lot Bardas, so you're unable to have Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, then you don't need it. I would add on, Moshe Lamad Dava Doimah, where do you get such a thing? So the Gemara has the same thing, Lagabi Korban. The Gemara asks, Akash increases, and we have it then that the Ger needs three things, Mila Tvila Korban. So how can you be Mekabel Gerim? Is Manazef, there's no Beis HaMikdosh, there's no Korban. So how does it become a ger? So the Gemara says, we learn out from a pasuk that it says, throughout all the generations, you can be mekabel ger. So even in a generation when there's no Beis HaMikdosh, you can also be mekabel ger. So the Gemara says, when you're able to do korbanos, so then it's makir. When you're not able to bring korbanos, then it's not miyakir. That's how the Achranim say also, let's say, the Tosfos says, what if you have a ger, a male ger, who wants to be mezgayer, so he has to have milo and tvilo. What if it's nichras hagid? The Eva Horla was karo. So you're unable to make a mila, you are unable to make even a hatofas damris. So Tosfos in Yevamos quotes from the Bahag, the dino kinekeinu, that if it's nichras hagid, the ger zachar becomes a ger, ayidei tvil alon. Why? So the Achranim say that it's also based on, and Ezer and others say that it's also based on that gemara, the Deris Sechem, that whenever you can have mila, you have to have. Whenever you can't have, so you can't have. So it's not mak. Whenever you can have a carbon, so you need it. Whenever you can't have a carbon, you don't have. So that's what the Shittim Kubetzis says over here. So that's a new pshat in the Gemara, right? So the Gemara goes like this. According to this Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches, and the Shita Yishani, put it together, you get a whole third new pshat in the Gemara. Afuna says Ger Kot Matbina Masal Das Bez and Zochadam Shalafon. It doesn't mean Zochadam. It just means Malonu Lehis Matzeya Badova Zeh. What do we have to go get involved? What do we have to go look for trouble? So the answer is it's not looking for trouble. It's a nice thing. It's a good thing to get involved in. But it's not at all based on Zochadam. How come it's not based on Zochadam? Because you never really need Das Gerus. Even by Ger Godel, you don't need Das Gerus. Aye, but the Shita Yishana says you have to have Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah, just like you need Mila, you need Tefillah, you need Korb, you need Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. The answer is, if he's a Kotn, he's a Lab Bar Hochi, he's a Lab Bar Das, so then you don't need Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. But now the Shaila is Higdilu, now the kid is older, now he is a Bar Das, so he is a Bar Hochi, Now he is a bar hachiv having kabbalas al mitzvahs. So should I say that since b'shaito the ger is paschal, so he remains a ger and he doesn't have to have a kabbalas al mitzvahs later, even though he becomes a gadol, now he is able to have a kabbalas al mitzvahs? Or should I say no, that later on when he becomes a bar das, now he's able to have kabbalas al mitzvahs, and if he doesn't have, then I'll say the ger is not chal, and I'll declare it is never chal. In the very beginning it was never chal, not based on a din that yichodim mimchus, you can break up any act of zochin. This was never an act of zochin in the first place. No, because mikana lahabo is a bardas, he's able to have kabbalas on mitzvahs, and he doesn't have, so it's ma'akev. And how can you say that you had a ger who all of a sudden lost his kedushas Yisrael in the middle at the age of 13 when he lost his kedushas Yisrael? So you must say it's a glory muslim affair. The ger was never chal. That's where Rav Yosef was mechadish. I'll give a moshel ma'adam. Let's say a ger is megayer b'zman hazeh. So we say there's no Beis HaMikdash, so the carpet is not miyakid. What if they build a Beis HaMikdash tomorrow morning? So the ger who converted today, who became a Yisrael, has to bring a carbon tomorrow. Would you say that if he never brings the carbon, today he was a Yisrael, would you say that, well, tomorrow there is a Beis HaMikdash, so he is able to bring a carbon, if you should assume that's what the Avnei Nezer claims is a machloikis and rishon, like you raised before, is carbon me'akev anat, is man the ika migdash, is carbon me'akev anat on the part of the ger. So the Avnei Nezer assumes that it's a machloikis or rishon, yeredei hilchas ger. So if you should assume that the carbon is me'akev, is man the ika migdash, so what if he's mezgayer bizman hazeh, and then they build a Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara said before she has to bring a carbon. The shaila is, would I say that it's me'akev? What I say that if he doesn't Freya. Bring the carbon, it's a gloy Muslim afraid that Geras was never chal. So that's the machloikis Rav Yosef and Abai Barov. It's a whole new machloikis, a new pshat, a new word. And Rav Yosef says, Igdida Yechodim Limchos, because then he's a bar da, so then you need Kabbalah al mitzvahs, because he's a bar hochiv having it. And if he doesn't have it, then the Geras is not chal, and I have to say it was never chal. And Abai Barov says, how can you say like that? The Geras was chal b'shaitis, it can't be popka in the middle of nowhere. That's a new pshat. That's the machloikis. The Rishonim ask a kasha. Doesn't matter. The Rishonim ask a kasha. How come Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Tosis yes? The Medrash yes. How come Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Kafaleim Harki Gigis if they said Nasa Vinishma? So the answer is Al Pidin. There's no kasha. Nasa Vinishma is the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs that a Ger has to have. Kafaleim Harki Gigis is a din that a Jew is Mukhif to do mitzvahs, whether he likes it or not. They're two different things. That's what the Marami Prak says. The Sheikh Shmaitz and Hagdama quotes Marami Prak. They're two different things. Nazav Nishma is the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs that every ger needs. And Kafaleim Harki Gigis means that a Jew who is Jewish, whether he wants to or not, is Mukhif to observe mitzvahs. It's not totally bedaita whether he wants to or he doesn't want. He's Mukhif, it's a Tzivo Yashem.
But there's a chilik when a Jew doesn't keep mitzvahs and a ger doesn't keep mitzvahs.
No.
A ger who doesn't keep mitzvahs, maybe the whole ger is
a Tzivo Yashem. No, the Gemara says a ger she'avar abelizor, ger she'chazel esura, the Gemara says blaita Yisrael mumer. The Gemara says nivam, he blaita Yisrael mumer. Unless his non-observance of mitzvahs indicates that he never was in Kabbalah mitzvahs, then there was the lack of Kabbalah
on mitzvahs. That was born a Jew. That mitzvahs can never happen.
Yeah, because you don't need Kabbalah on mitzvahs. Yeah.
According to the Rambam, it talks about the
And Achenami, the Ran doesn't discuss it all. Like, it talks about by Kinyonim. If somebody was Eichem Maton, if it's somebody else, so the Ran assumes that the other person is only Kainan, the Mekaba Maton is only Kainan, if he finds out later on that they did an act of Zachin for him, then it's Kainan Mele Mafreya. It's not that he was Kainan all along and he has the right to be Moicha. If he finds out and he's Maskim, then it's Chala Mafreya.
So,
same thing?
Because
you
find that when she's 16, you
right.
And
I can ask. According to the Ran, they were. Her Geras was never. Her Geras was never. Doesn't matter. I mean, the children could be Megayer on their own.
No.
And according to the Ran, it would be no good. And Moshe says we don't pass like the Ran. Okay. Moshe says that should be passed like the Ktzos that we mentioned before.
And how does it work
Mustama, like Taisi says, how can you have Zachin for a guy? So Taisi says, when he's going to be. Boinkecher. According to the Ran. According to the Ran. Good question. No, it's also bichal mafreya. No, the Ran just says if you need his das later, but then when he finds out later, then it will be bichal mafreya. Also bichal mafreya. But then they'll become Jewish milah mafreya. Yeah, the Ran is also agreeing. The only chiluk in the Ran and the Ksais is where they say the zochen is chal take you from the yad and he has the option of being moicher. I say no. If and when he finds out, then I say it's chal milah mafreya. That's the Ran's word. I wanted to discuss another nekuda lahalacha over here that I think is very nogeh to the hemshecha of the pshat in the Gemara. The achrayim raise a shaila: what's the din when you have the ger kotmat b'lemosal das bezin? So let's say the baby's a little baby, and the bezin puts the baby in the mikveh. So does the bezin say a bracha? Usually, when a ger is tovel in the mikveh, if it's a ger gadol, so he says a bracha. I'll feel as a ger. So what about when the bezin is matel, this ger koton? Should the bezin say a bracha or not? The second shaila is that the Gemara says in Psachim in the first perek that normally when a ger is tovel in a mikveh, so normally you say a bracha should always be recited over lasiyas and before you do a mitzvah. With the one exception of tefilas hager, the Gemara says how can you say kiddushanu mitzvahis of tzivanu? He's still a goy, so he has to wait to recite the birchas hamitzvah and the tefilah till after he's tovel. After he becomes Yisrael, then he can say kiddushanu mitzvahis of tzivanu. That's what the Gemara says. Tovel biola. After the ger comes out of the mikveh, then he says the bracha. So the shaila here is, what if it's a ger katan? So the katan is a little baby, he's not going to say any bracha. So one shaila is, should the bezin say a bracha or not? And in Tim Suleiman, that there is a bracha, should the bezin say the bracha over lasiyasam or lachar asiyasam? So this is a shaila indeed. So the Sridei Yesh has in the tshuva, you don't find anywhere that there's any bracha on the bezin. The bracha is only, you only find in Gemara Pesachim that the ger says the bracha. The ger says the bracha if he's able to. If it's a ger katan, so nobody says any bracha. There's nothing to discuss. That's what he says. Other poskim say no, you do say a bracha. The only shaila is should the bracha be recited over lasiyasam alacha masiyasam. So then the derech pikudecha, Rabbi Yishmael Rabina, but the Bnei Yisoscha has a sefer on mitzvahs called derech pikudecha. Mishnah Berurah quotes it every so often. So he writes on the mitzvah smila. He writes on egin achidish. He thinks that the bezin should not be allowed to say a bracha for a different reason. Since we poskim in Yeridei like Rav Yosef, higdili yichodim limcha is. So how can bezin say a bracha on the tefillah? It's a suffic bracha, maybe a bracha about tola. The baby, when he grows up, may decide to be moicha. So it'll come out that there was no tefillah sagir. So it's a suffic bracha about tola. So the later achrayim quote that all of the shailas are discussed by the Ravid. All achrayim discuss sahina her, all the svaris, the Ravid and the Bali Anefesh, and Shara tefillah at the end. He talks about tefillah for noshim, then he talks about tefillah for gir. So he says a ger says a bracha la'achar asiyosan. That's the Gemara himself, because he can't say akat gavol echazi. He can't say kedushan b'mitzvos of tzivan if he's still a goy before the tefillah. That's the after. But the Ravid says if it's a case of ger kotam at bilamos la'adas bezdin, then he says the ger is not saying the bracha. The bezdin says the bracha, and then the bezdin says the bracha over asiyosan before the matkul lebed. Why not? That's what the Ravid wrote. So the Ravid said against the Sridei Yesh that the bezin does say bracha. The Ravid says against the derech pikudecha that there is a bracha and you don't consider it a suffic bracha. So that should be the din. The Ravid exhort, so that should be the din. So I just wanted to point out that it's not so pashut that you should necessarily pass like the Ravid here. Why? The Rashbo, quoted by the Shit Mekubetus on Adav, has a or a kashala on the Gemara. The Gemara asks, if Rav Yosef is right that he did the Yichalad Nimchais, so how come the Mishnah says you pay Ksuga? How come the other Mishnah says you pay Yohannes and Mephata? It's the Chasofi Goya, it's Chasofi Goya. So how can you pay money? Ozla be Ochla be Benachu Yusa. It may turn out that she's not a Yiddish girl, Bechla. So how can you say that you have to pay Ksuga and Yohannes and Mephata money? So the Gemara said you put the money away in the bank. Is it put away in trust, and then if it turns out to be a Yiddish, you give the money. It turns out to be a Shiksa, so you refund the money. You give it back to the Ernest and the Fatih, and give it back to the husband. That's what the Gemara ends. So the Rajboy asks Akasha, how come they weren't bothered about everything else? Let's say the Ger Kot might be the most outdoors business. So what do you do with the little kid? So you give him an aliyah, and you trust him. Rashi says you trust him to carry the wine. And you let him mitzarek him to a minyan when he grows up, whatever. And then so all the dinim gets married. Gemara says she gets married. The Gioris Tan is getting married, and so on. The Gemara didn't worry about anything. How can you marry a shiksa? Why not say a suffic shiksa? How can you mitzarek the kid to a minyan? How can you give him after? How can you let him touch the wines of a suffic goy? You may turn out he gives the chalim nimchas a goy milsam afre. Well, the Gemara don't get shepherd all of a sudden on the ksuba. and Anoinis and Mefata. Punt these two dinim. Why not everything else? You treat him like a Jew. How can you teach the, how can you teach the kid in the cheder? Not allowed to teach Torah to a goy. Why don't they ask that, Kasha? What are you going to do everything else? Just the problem is Anoinis and Mefata. So the Rajba says, no, this doesn't bother us. We go Basaroy. If the child is brought up by a religious parent, that's what Abitz Kochanim said, if the child is brought up by religious parents, so he's not going to be Meichai, he learns in yeshiva, he's happy to be a Jew, he's proud of being a Jew, he enjoys Yiddishkeit, he enjoys mitzvahs, he's going to go up to be a Yid. He's going to be a Frumi, he's not going to be Meichai, we don't have to be afraid. Azlina Basaruba. If Azlina Basaruba is, what did Rabbi Berovet Shepherd of Yosef say, Azlina Basaruba? So the Rajba says, no, in Hocha B'mamet, Achara Roy. That's the Kasha. How do you collect the Suva for me? But there's a miut possibility that she'll turn out to be a shiksa. How can you make me pay Anis and Mefata? There's a miut chance that she may turn out to be a shiksa. That's what the Rajba says, a sharp shot in the Gemara. Why the Gemara? Abai Barava only asked from Ksuba. If from Anis and Mefata, they didn't ask from everything else. Because for Kol HaTorah Kula, the purpose is you go Basaroy. But for moment, that was the Kash. Along the lines of the Rajba, you can continue. The Rajba doesn't have this. You can continue to touch a little bit in the Gemara. The following way, the Gemara explained that Abai doesn't hold that Rav is Kasha Shveh, and Rav doesn't hold that Abai is Kasha Shveh. Why? So the Gemara says, one holds that the Kasha from Ksuba is not Shveh. Ksuba, we ought to make him pay Shloi Tehe Kalabi Enablo Itziya. And the other one says, the Kasha from Aynes and Mefata doesn't bother him. Aynes and Mefata, we should make him pay because Shloi Tehe Chayte Niska. That Kasha didn't bother him, and that Kasha didn't bother him. So perhaps you can say a Taich in the Gemara. I don't know, maybe it's a Pshetl, maybe it's a Psha. Maybe you can say like this. Each one is saying that I hold that this is moment, but the other case that's Issa Veheta. Maybe even though Ein Hochma Mamar Achar Aroiv, but maybe Lohoitzi Knas, maybe Knas I treat like Issa Veheta, and you do go Basaroiv. If I'm not mistaken, I think there's a Chochma Sodom says like that. I have to look it up again. The Chochma Sodom has a lot about Roiv and Kavua, as in the fine print in the Bina Sodom. The little Loisi is there. So I think he has a He'ore where he writes like that, Halach Lamai, so he doesn't quote Agimor. I think he writes Bahavloh that even though Ein Hocham Moment Acharoy, that's only Moment. But Moment Acharoy, but in Knas, he do go Basaroy. That would be a good touch in the Gemara. That the Gemara says, oh, Abai Le'amaki Rava Hasan Knasa, Haina Time Shalay Hechayti Niska. By Knas, you go Basaroy. Like the Rajba says, Kol Tarakul, you go Basaroy. So by Knas, you also go Basaroy. And perhaps you can say that's Pshat in the other Gemara also. That Rava Le'amaki Abaye, because he holds that Sin Shalay, the whole idea of Ksuba Shalay Te Kalabayan of Leitzio. So maybe there he holds that he can be Moitzi Ksuba based on a Roiv. You have to check through the Masichta to see if it's always gonna help. Is that true that you can be Moitzi Ksuba? There are stiris. Whether you treat Ksuba, there are stiris, but on the side, the Tesis Ridips has stiris later on that. And that your base and base is a big problem, whether you treat Ksuba the same as all Mominus or not. So it could be that that's the Machalogis Abayavro. I'll call upon keeping this in mind, let's get back to the Roiv. Should you say a bracha or not? So the Derech Pikudecha, the Bnei Yisos has a tain and the Seich Derech Pikudecha, it's like a Sofik Brachas Lohokim. So we just said, but the Ravid says in the Baal HaNefesh, you do say a Brachas, or you pass like the Ravid. It's not so poshit. It could be that the Ravid is Lashitas over here. The Gemara has a class Sofik Brachas Lohokim. What do you mean Sofik Brachas Lohokim? Let's say a person ate a meal Kedei Sviya. He ate bread Kedei Sviya. So he's Mukhif to bench Bichas HaMazim in HaTorah. What if he's mesupik if he benched? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Then you don't say Sofik Brachas Lohokim, you say Sveika Derei Selukum. So when do you say Sofik Brachas Lohokim? If the Brach is on him in the Rabbanim. So maybe the Pshat in Sofik Brachas Lohokim merely means Sveika Derabbanim Lekula. Is that the Pshat? So the Pnei Yeshua writes like that. Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos, and Chav Gimel Amin Aleph, the last of the Maram Kaim, says that that's the Pshat. But really, that Sofik Brachas Lohokim is simply another fancy way of saying Sveika Derabbanim Lekula. Lamaisa, that seems to be the Shitas HaRaivid, and the Ramam is Mechulik. There's a Machlek, is the Ramam and the Raivid, Hilchas Sukkah. What if a person has to do a mitzvah mitam sofik? Let's say a tumtum, an androgynous, has to shake a lulav mitam sofik. So let's assume that a woman would not say a brach. If you all a woman says a brach on a tilas lulav, so there's no shayla. Let's assume that a woman, an Isha, who does a tilas lulav, would not say a brach, like the Machaber Paschim, like the Svardim follow that psa. So what if you have a person who's a sofik ish? So they mukhiv to shake the lulav mitam sveka deraisa lechumra. What about reciting the brach? Do they say a brach or not? So that's a machloik, is the Ramam and the Ravid had a lam shot, comes out from the Gemara there in Bama Madlika and Daf Chav Gimel with Apnei Yeshua. So the Ramam says that's a we paskin, no brach, sofik brach is lahakal. And the Ravid says, no, what do you mean sofik brach is lahakal? Here it's a sofik on the mitzvah deraisa, and you say sveka deraisa lechumra. So once you say sveka deraisa lechumra, I have to go lechumra, even when I get to the din de Rabbanan. That's what the Achranim call like Nizgalgal. A lot of Achrayim have like that. Rabbi Kizegin, Rabbi Shlomo Egin, a lot of Achrayim quote the early Achrayim. But if you have a case that's a Sveika Deraisa that has ramifications with respect to Dinim Derabbanan. Not only do you say Sveika Deraisa Luchumi, but you get to the Din Deraisa, even when you get to the Din Derabbanan, you also have to go Luchumi. So that's what the Ravid holds. The Ravid holds that the Din of Safik Brachas Lahokil is merely another way of saying, like the Pen Yeshua said, Sveika Derabbanan Lukula. But if you have but if the major Safik is a Sveika Deraisa, am I an Isha or an Isha? Do I have to shake a lulav? So I say, Sveika deraisa l'chumra, I have to shake a lulav. So if you pass kendois as Sveika deraisa l'chumra, that I am an Ish, then we are machriya l'chumra, even with respect to the din of the Rabbanon, that I must say a bracha as well. Whereas the Rambam is mechulik and he says no, that klal of Sofik brachas l'hokal is a separate klal. It doesn't apply when the bracha is deraisa, because I'm Muslim, and today sphere is deraisa, you don't say Sofik brachas l'hokal. It only applies to brachas the Rabbanon, but when you have a bracha the Rabbanon, you don't only say Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula. Even in a case where you would have gone Lechumre, you still say Safik Brachas Lahakal. Whenever there's any Safik holder who you go Lahakal in Brach. That's why many Achronim Tainet, some Achlegis and Achronim, the Chemet quotes this. What if you have a Safik Brachas and you have a Rov? The Rov is that you should say Brach. I have a Safik and the Rov says I should say Brach. But there's a mere chance that I shouldn't say Brach. For example, the following case that the post can discuss. I go to a Jewish hardware store and I buy pots and pans. So the Jewish hardware store is a Jewish owner. So as far as he's concerned, do I need tefillas kelim or not? So as far as the owner is concerned, I know he's Jewish. The shayla is, who is the manufacturer? So I don't know who the manufacturer is. So the rov is, let's say, I ask people and they tell me, the ruba is that the people who manufacture pots and pans are nochrim. Most of the companies are run by nochrim. But there's a near chance there are some Jews who do own companies that manufacture hardware, that manufacture pots and pans. So there is a possibility that this kli suda never belonged to a goy mitchilas aviyat soif, but it's a remote possibility. So the shayla is, do you go basa roiv to say, well, the roiv is that it must have belonged to a nachri somewhere along the line, so you should be tevil kli with the bracha, you need tefilas keli mita bracha, because it's not a slavic bracha blocker. The roiv paskin zoy is that you say a bracha, or maybe you should say no. That even though there's a roi, but there is a sofik kodem, there is a sofik koldu. So sofik koldu is enough to say the sofik brachas lach. So lemaisa the darki tshuva and hilchas tefilas kelim in the beginning of the second chelik yerideya quotes achrayim who say that you don't say a brach. And Rav Avadya Yosef has a big attack against that in his big sefer Yabia Oimen. He quotes other achrayim who disagree. So lemaisa it's machlekes achrayim. And the stechemet quotes already a lot of achrayim. If you have a sofik brachas, a sofik bracha derabban, you have a roi. The Yepaskinai is based on the Rav to say Brahana. So one could say the following here. True, the Ravid says, the Taino of the Sri Deyesh is contradicted by the Ravid. The Sri Deyesh says, the Bezin doesn't say any Brahman when you're Matkul Ger Kod. The Gemara just says himself and the Ger says the Brah. Where does it say that the Bezin says the Brah? So that's contradicted by the Ravid. The Ravid says the Bezin does say a Brah. Okay. The Ravid says. The other Shaila where they say the Brah, Oival Asiyasam, Alachar Asiyasam. So some wanted to say you should always say Lachar Asiyasim by Tefillas Gir, should always be Lachar Asiyasim. So the Ravid says not so. The Ravid says say Oivel Asiyasim. So you say Oivel Asiyasim. But then the other Taina, that the Derech Pekodecha Taina is you oughtn't say a bracha at all because of the reasoning that it's a Sofik Brachas Lahokel. So that's also against the Ravid. That's not so pashut that you have to say you follow the Ravid. It could be that it's the Ravid L'shitas because the Rajba says on the Gemara that for all intents and purposes we go Basarayiv that he will not be moicha. Only for Dini Momenis we say in Hochem Momen Achor Rav. So that's why Abai asked from Ksuve and Rav asked from Oynes and Mefata. But from other Dinim you always go Basarai. So the Shaila here has been a Geir to Brocha that you go Basarai. So the Ravid sheet happens to be, the Ravid on the Ramam holds like that Pnei Yeshua says Mefurish. That the Din of Safek Brochas Lokel is just another way of saying Sveika Darabon Lekula. So if you have a Rav, so you don't say Sveika Darabon Lekula, so then you do say the Brocha. So the Ravid Lishitas attack at Paskins up Zeh Gut and Balei Nefesh that the Bezin says the Bracha Oivel Asiyosam, fine. But the Derech Pekudecha could be right also. Halacha Lemaisa, we don't Paskin like the Ravid and Hilchas Sukkah. We Paskin that even when there's a Sveika Deraisa on the Mitzvah and you have to do it Mitam Sveika Deraisa, you don't say a Bracha. We Paskin the Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam. The Hainu that Sofik Brachas Lokel is a new independent din. It doesn't apply to a Bracha Deraisa, but on a Bracha Derabbanan it's a separate din. That whenever there's any Sofik Holdahu, you don't say a bracha, and some poskim do say, like the Darki Tshuva says in the Tfilas Kalim, that even if you have a row, you also don't say a bracha. So it could be Aloha Maisa, if you hold like the Darki Tshuva, that you don't say a bracha on Tfilas Kalim when you're Mesupik, far-fetched suffix that maybe belonged to a Jew all along, then you should pass like the Dach Pikudach against the Ravid. How can he argue with the Ravid? The answer is, we know we don't pass like that Ravid because in Shulchan Aruch we don't, by suffix Brachas Lach.